This is Lucy Du with the latest from CRI News. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has issued a call for all sides in South Sudan to stop attacks on civilians and UN peacekeepers. The comment comes as tens of thousands of people have fled their homes as forces loyal to sacked former Vice President Riek Machar seize major towns. The Chinese government is also calling for calm, saying it wants to see peace talks take place. So far, around 45,000 people are seeking protection at UN compounds in South Sudan. Both President Salva Kiir and Riek Machar say they're ready to sit down for talks. Chinese lawmakers are now deliberating the bill that will allow couples to have two children if either parent is an only child. The review is part of the MPC Standing Committee's bi-monthly meeting. It remains unclear when the legislation will be adopted and put into effect. At the same time, Chinese lawmakers are also reviewing plans to abolish the controversial re-education through labor system. Chinese travelers are now able to buy train tickets online or by telephone for the 40-day Spring Festival travel rush. The travel period, known as Train Yule, officially begins on January the 16th. The Spring Festival, the Lunar New Year, is considered the country's most important traditional holiday for family reunions. It is the busiest time of the year for the country's transportation system. The man who invented the famed AK-47 has died. Mikhail Kalashnikov died on Monday in his home city of Iveshi, an industrial town around 13 kilometers east of Moscow. He had been struggling with heart problems. Kalashnikov was 94. The Soviet-built compact weapon was first constructed in 1947. It is the world's most widely used gun in combat situations. The AK-47 is an amalgamation of plywood and steel, which has proved to be the most reliable weapon in the world. His death comes just hours after the company founded in his name announced plans to upgrade the rifle for a planned increase in exports. Ukraine's president has signed off on legislation granting amnesty to protesters detained amid the pro-European rallies taking place in Kiev. All protesters detained since the anti-government rallies broke out on November the 21st will be released. None of them will have the detention on their permanent records. The legislation was passed by the Ukrainian parliament this past week. Dozens were arrested after security forces launched a widespread crackdown on protesters occupying Kiev's Independence Square in late November. Despite the crackdown, mass demonstrations have continued in Kiev, with protesters demanding the Ukrainian government ally itself with the EU rather than Russia. A series of sectarian attacks have left over 24 dead in Iraq. Monday's attacks have taken place across the country. The deadliest incident took place when gunmen broke into the local headquarters of Iraqi television in Saddam Hussein's former hometown of Tikrit, killing 5 staffers and wounding 3 others. 4 suicide bombers killed themselves in the assault. Other attacks have also taken place in the rest of Sunni-dominated areas of the west of Iraq. Iraq this year has been embroiled in some of the worst sectarian violence since the height of the anti-US insurgency in 2007. Over 8,100 have been killed in sectarian violence so far this year. Widespread flooding in eastern Brazil has left at least 20 dead. Heavy rains have caused landslides in the eastern states of Espírito Santo and Minas Gerais. Flooding in Espírito Santo has left at least 40,000 homeless. Some 6,000 homes have been wiped out in that state. A state of emergency has been declared in a majority of the towns in the state. Federal officials in Brazil are sending in troops and relief supplies to try to help those affected. Israel's prime minister is reportedly set to call an inquiry into reports the NSA has been spying on the country's top leaders. Benjamin Netanyahu is said to be among those the US National Security Agency is eavesdropping on. Speaking to MPs in his Likud party, Netanyahu has described the revelations as unacceptable. Words of the spying came amid new revelations by NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden, who last week released new documents showing the NSA and British intelligence have been intercepting phone calls of Netanyahu and former Israeli Prime Ministers Ehud Olmert and Ehud Barak. The Israeli Prime Minister has also made mention of Jonathan Pollard in his talks with his lawmakers. Pollard is a US citizen who has been incarcerated for the past 35 years for spying for Israel. For CRI News, this is Lucy Du in Beijing.